Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're going to play this for Wheeler as he gets ejected from the game tonight.
Say, I got to be a man. I can't let it slide.
And he's a real American. Can't let this stuff slide. Welcome back. Midday show. He's fighting for what's right. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. I'm fighting for what's right. Kyle is. Hugh is, at least still for now. He doesn't think it's more important than the win.
I think the win is more important.
Nah, we gotta get revenge tonight. We gotta plunk a brave, being a brave tonight. 215-592-9494. This segment is sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squealer grinding. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls here, and we're going to have Kevin Petullo speaking for the first time as Eagles offensive coordinator, the new coordinator taking over for Kellen Moore. Hugh, what do you want to hear? What are you interested in hearing from Petullo today? Because although we know him, right, his name, he's been here.
He's been introduced to us.
But we don't really know him and his philosophy.
They kind of rolled him out as the season progressed last year by, Petullo did this and he called this and that.
It's almost like they were greased at the skids.
Yeah, so they made us somewhat familiar with him. I would want to know what's your philosophy with this offense. How are you going to evolve this offense to be better than it was last year?
Yeah.
I know that's a real, like, general question, but I think that he has to have – you got to have some ideas because you sat there in this meeting – the whole time watching Coach Moore do whatever it is he did, and either you approved of some of it or you said in your mind, hey, I would have probably did this a little different. Now, you don't have to go into to great detail, but you could talk to me about how you're going to get A.J. Brown more involved in offense, how that since you made Dallas Goedert take a pay cut.
Well, he didn't. But the team.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just,
yeah,
you know,
I know.
You know, be like, how are you going to incorporate him into this? What do you see? Who is the other running back we got? Was it Dillon?
A.J. Dillon.
How is he going to – like, just general questions. Like, he's here, so how are you going to integrate him into this offense?
I'm interested in hearing from him two things. One, I don't know how you even asked this question, but, like, what does he feel that – can Saquon do it again? Like, I am fascinated to see how much they ask of Saquon, and then we'll see early in the season how much he has, right? Like – a lot of times in NFL history, you go back and look at running backs that had the kind of season Saquon did with that kind of usage, and the next year they've lost a step.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Eagles expecting the greatness of Saquon we just saw again? I mean, I think they probably will expect it, and they may adjust if he's not there. That's one thing. And then two, I'm just curious how much he thinks they need to change. Because there could be a school of thought to you, like, why change it? It worked. We won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you got an older running back that you got a lot of that out of that you didn't necessarily know that you could get.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the biggest. And to Saquon's credit, he stayed healthy.
Totally.
For the most part. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered that he probably can't answer in this press conference.
Yeah, but I'm just curious to get a first kind of glimpse and understanding of who this guy is. Now, look, Kellen Moore, I know a lot of people didn't love him throughout the season. I thought he did a good job last year. I mean, he
adapted well.
Yes, and they found what worked for them, and they obviously did enough to win the Super Bowl. And in their two biggest games, I think we almost forget Moore's involvement in the two biggest games. They lit it up. I mean, in the title game in the Super Bowl, it was the best the offense was all year. They lit it up in the biggest games to win a Super Bowl. So it's not a small thing that he's got to replace Kellen Moore, who's now the head coach of the Saints. It's not about Moore. Like, he's not going to succeed with the Saints, but Moore did a good job here.
Yeah, he had some pieces to work with, definitely.
As Petullo does. I mean, are we going to be happy if this offense isn't top five this year? They weren't top five last year. It better be a top five offense. Okay. Otherwise, I think they're underachieved.
they're top five offense. What if they're not, and we're still in a really good spot to go back to the Super Bowl?
Well,
I'm okay with that.
Well, but do you think the defense is going to be as good?
Well,
then we're not going to be as good of a spot.
I think the defense can be middling, and we can still be good. I think we're that good of a football team.
But if they're middling defense and not a top five offense, that doesn't seem to me like a Super Bowl team. It's like, what's good? What's great about the team?
Well, okay. Look at it like this. The Kansas City Chiefs weren't as dominant as they have been in the past. They were good.
They
made
lost.
It to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they lost.
They got dragged. Yeah. They got dragged. But I'm saying they made it. I think this team is going to be good enough that we're going to get tested in the NFC. No question about that.
I would call Chiefs defense better than middling, though. They were a good defense.
I'm just, for the sake of this conversation. But that offense, there were times where they won by the skin of their teeth.
But I don't want to look like the last year's Chiefs offense. No, all right, let's get to Kevin Petullo. Here he is.
That's cool. All right, guys. Good to see everybody.
So how different will the offense be this year?
Well, I mean, as far as different, you know, we go through the process at the end of each year of examining what we do well, what we need to improve upon, and then really any trends or anything we see that we can add to it. So I think really when you say different, I think it's going to be like, what do our players do best, like it's been? And then from there, we just expand upon it. Hey, we're really good at this. Let's bring this to the table and try this and see where we can take it. And I think really when you look at just our staff as a whole, you know, we've added some new coaches, so they bring some other layers to it too, and then the knowledge of what they have from their background. So I think as we go forward, as we build this thing together as a staff, you know, you'll see some new wrinkles here and there, but more so it's just kind of building on what our players do best.
What were your thoughts on the Tush-Push surviving another season anyway?
I mean, it's great for us. We get to continue to use it and have our compliments off it and do different things, so it's fun. You know, it's something we're passionate about, we're very detailed about, we put a lot of work in as a staff, and it's exciting to be able to continue to use it.
What are some things you think you can bring to the offense in your current role that you maybe weren't able to last year or the past year?
I think really it comes down to just my experience. You know, I've been here with Nick since day one, knowing the guys and understanding them, their skill sets, what they can do, and kind of being in a different role to where I saw a big picture at all times. And now I can concentrate on certain things. And I've been in each room, you know, every year kind of with the receivers and the quarterbacks and kind of spread my knowledge around. So now it's just a matter of getting to know the players at a different level, but they still trust me in that capacity, which the background that I kind of had with them.
You mentioned some of the new staff members. What has Leffler brought?
Scott's been great. I mean, he's got a wealth of knowledge, right? He's been a quarterback coach forever, coordinator forever, and a head coach. He ran a diverse system in college, which has been really cool. So when you have a guy in your staff that's got all this wealth of knowledge, it's great to lean on him and just kind of hear what he has to say. And it's good, right? You don't always want the same things from your coaches, just like I am. You know, I want somebody different to bounce ideas off of and give me some kind of new information. He's been really, really good so far. Super detailed guy, very energetic and works hard. And he's passionate about football, so he's been great.
What was the interview process like for you?
I mean, really, when it comes down to, you know, the interview, it's you know, you're interviewing every day, right? So for the last 4 years, I'm essentially interviewing with Nick, the staff, the players. And then, you know, once we start the interview, it's all about football, how you're going to use personnel, what you're going to do, and, you know, how you're going to put the team in the best spot.
Because you've been with Nick, obviously, so long, you two are kind of linked in many people's eyes, but how do you think you differ from him in terms of philosophy or offensive understanding?
You know, it's interesting. We go back to the Colts when him and I are together. I think there's a lot of fundamental things that we see the same way, you know, but I do think our brains work differently. So it's a good back and forth conversational piece that we have constantly. And there's a lot of things, like I said, that he believes in that I believe in as well. And we're going to do those things. But I do think we challenge each other to grow. And he's awesome about just finding new ideas and testing the waters and saying, what if we did this? What if we tried that? And he challenges you as a coach to really continue to grow your game. So it's, we can be, you know, linked together, but I do think as far as like the testing each other, and, you know, he loves to always say, right, you know, we're iron sharpens iron, and all these other things about just when you're working together with people trying to create greatness, right? You can't be great without the greatness of others. He's a big part of that, right? He pushes us as coaches to get better, and that's kind of what's unique about it.
What's your philosophy or coach as a play caller?
My approach, right, is put the players in the best position they can to be successful. And then that's what it comes down to. You know, you want to make sure they're confident in everything that they can do, and you want to be confident as a coach that you put them in that position so that they can go out there and do their best.
You mentioned knowing the guys before. What kind of luxury is it as an OC to come in with 10 of 11 starters and not even the talent, that continuity?
I think it's huge, right, because everybody knows each other. And, you know, when it comes down to it, when they're out there playing, they're problem solving. You know, ultimately, you don't always know what you're going to get as an offense. So those guys can walk out there in the field and be confident in what they're supposed to do. But no matter what happens, they feel like they can problem solve and do the best together. And that's really what it comes down to, right? We've had a lot of coaches say the same. And then we've had, you know, a lot of players say the same. That's huge as far as guys knowing what we want to do, when we want to do it. And then if something does pop up, we can all adjust together, which is what we have to do as a staff and players.
Jalen specifically, you obviously have worked with him for a while. Now that the relationship has to change, how do you feel like you guys and that relationship will help you in this current role?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here with him since day one, and it's been great. You know, he works extremely hard. We all know that. And he's super detailed in what he does. And the biggest thing with him is he always wants to get better. And that's what's awesome. And so he's willing to listen to anybody about anything. So if he feels like it's going to get him better, he's willing to take it and try it. And then the best part of it is the dialogue after, right? So we had one practice yesterday. He's willing to try anything, and then we can have dialogue after and kind of go from there. So he's a great player for a reason. His work ethic speaks for itself.
What are your guiding principles as an offensive mind?
As far as?
What's your guiding principles as a coach, the things that you prioritize, the things that are important to you that helps, you know, set the course for your coaching?
I mean, really when it comes down to it, kind of said it before, it's put the players in the best position to be successful. And that's what it's going to come down to, right? We're going to be detailed, just like Nick says, we're going to be detailed in our fundamentals and everything we do. We'll be detailed in the scheme and then put the players in the best position to be successful.
Being around Kellen Moore last year kind of like broadened your horizons as far as being ready to be an offensive coordinator?
Anytime you can get around somebody that's different, kind of outside your circle or new, right, it can expand your knowledge, right? It just kind of tests you, and it brings something different to the table and a new piece of information that you may not have had. And him and I worked very closely last year together on, you know, putting the offense together, and it was fun. I learned a lot from him, and I think the same from back and forth, right? We had a lot of conversations back and forth, what he had done in the past, whether it was Dallas or the Chargers, and what we had done here. And trying to bridge that as a staff was unique. That doesn't happen a ton, and it was really, really successful, obviously. But benefiting from his knowledge and being able to ask questions to him and the back-and-forth conversations, and during games it was the same kind of thing, the back-and-forth. We had a very unique relationship. We didn't know each other prior to, and you know, it went quickly to where we trusted each other, and I could lean on him and he could lean on me. So, you know, working with him last year was a huge benefit.
Have a lot of starters coming back. You did have a lot of success last year. What goes into anticipating the adjustments defenses will make this year?
Yeah, I think just like every year, right, you go in saying, okay, this is the core fundamental, what teams want to do, and then you just have your kind of checklist of things that you got to go down. They could do this, they could do this, they could do that. And then you have to have your core plays that you know, that you trust. Like we talked about, all the 11 guys are back, essentially. So, you know, they know how to problem solve out on the field. And as coaches, we have to be ready to adjust.
Who was the greatest influence in your fundamental years as coach?
Obviously, Nick's been huge on me here currently. But prior to that, my biggest influence was Chan Gailey. I was with Chan, you know, a couple different places. Started in Kansas City when I was with Herm Edwards. I was a young coach then. He had just come from Georgia Tech at that point. And just going through that with him was very unique. You know, in 2008, it was, we lost a couple quarterbacks. We ended up having Tyler Thigpen come in. And I'll never forget, we get into a staff room, and the walls are all white. There's nothing out there. He goes, all right, we got to figure out a new offense for this week. And he was willing to do anything and try anything to be successful. We ended up developing this no-huddle system. We were in the pistol, and in 2008, nobody knew what the pistol was in the NFL. And we were successful for the most part. We didn't win a lot of games, but we moved the ball with a bunch of guys that we didn't know really if we could do that with. And so, you know, him being able to show, look, we do what we have to do to win. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to look a certain way. It was huge. And then, you know, I went to Buffalo with him, and it looked way different. And we had Ryan Fitzpatrick there, and we were in four wides throwing all over the place. And I got with him again in New York, and And so just being around him, he's probably been my greatest influence on my past. And then obviously Nick currently, but you know, he just taught me a lot. And the biggest thing was, you know, put your players in position, allow them to be successful and develop dialogue, communication with them, and things will take off. But no, he's definitely been a big influence on me.
Who were some of the play calls since you've come into this new role?
I mean, really, some of it's still similar, right? The biggest thing, obviously, is I'm the one voice in the offensive room. I still had a big voice prior to, but it's really not a ton different. You know, a lot of the staff is together. And we have a great staff, right? We have the best O-line coach in the NFL. We have the best tight end coach, the best receiver coach, best running back coach. And then we added a couple new coaches. And I worked with Parks Frazier at the Colts, and he's expanded his game. So it's really not that much different. You know, and like I said, those guys are so good at what they do. It's great for me, and as a whole staff, we really, really do well together.
Getting back to the play-calling part of it, who are some of the play-callers you've been around that maybe shape what we'll see from you as a play-caller?
Obviously, you know, Kellen was really good at what he did last year and just developing, and what's interesting is, you know, he had to kind of adjust on the fly, right, which was really cool to see. Shane had his very unique style, which was interesting, too. And how he thought. And then obviously the biggest one for me, kind of talked before, was just Chan Gailey and just how to do things and trust the players and set things up and go through the process of it. And then Frank Reich, obviously, in the Colts was awesome too. I mean, I've been very fortunate to be around some really, really, really good coaches.
As far as change, what about day to day with Nick, your associate head coach role?
Mm-hmm.
He had said in the past that to clean it up, maybe when he was being too harsh on people, you were the guy who kind of pulled him back. Does that change at all?
No, I don't think that'll ever change. I mean, we work hand in hand. That's what we know. That's what we do. I don't think that'll change.
Kevin Dallas Goedert was a big storyline.
Yep.
Offseason. Are you sleeping any better knowing he's coming back?
Yes.
How late?
Yes. No, Dallas is awesome. You could feel his presence out there yesterday and just doing our 7-on-7 stuff. We're so glad to have him back. He brings a very unique, different style of play to the offense, and he's another weapon to add.
Kevin, you mentioned Parks Frazier. How have you seen him grow as a coach, and what really stands out to you about him?
So really, from the time we were with him at the Colts until now, you know, his offensive knowledge has grown, right? Being in Miami last year, he learned all this new stuff, and then being at Carolina kind of on his own, doing his own thing and coaching up Bryce there, he's really expanded his game. You know, he had to jump into an awkward situation as a coordinator, a play caller that one year at Indy. That was another thing. And so he's really developed as a coach, and then just the new styles he has and the ways to communicate. But he still kind of knows the same language and the way we were able to talk prior to, which is really beneficial. He can just jump right in there and go.
It's not that different for you. I imagine this is a job you've been preparing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were, like, you know, writing in your notes about what you were going to do when you were an offensive coordinator, what were some of the things that you wanted to remind yourself of that were important to you?
I think the biggest thing is just be me. I mean, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to be who I am and then just rely on all the coaches that we have, because, you know, that was something that Chan always taught me too. All the coaches you have around you are there for a reason. So don't just all of a sudden think you're going to do it yourself, right? And lean on those guys and lean on what they're experts at, and really that'll give you the best chance to be successful.
What are you seeing from Saquon, you know, now that he's back after such a heavy workload this past season and everything, like just how he's looking?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, he looks like the same guy. I mean, it's unbelievable how he's able to do that and continue to go day in and day out. And he looked in, you know, regular season mode yesterday running routes, so it was pretty cool.
Is the verbiage going to stay pretty much the same?
I don't think we'll change too much, right? We've kind of had the Eagles offense is what we've kind of been running essentially the last 4 years, and we'll kind of keep it in that grouping of words just because the continuity of everybody, it'll be a lot easier, and then we can make adjustments or add stuff within things because that kind of baseline language is already built.
As a follow-up to Bo's question, this job in the past decade has propelled OCs to head coaching mm-hmm. jobs, but the ones who've replaced those guys haven't had as much success, naturally, because he replaces a successful coach. How do you navigate that? How do you deal with taking over a team and an offense that had this much success?
To be honest, you know, you're just kind of doing your job. If you look at something like that big picture, I guess it could be overwhelming, but I just kind of, this is what I do, this is what I wanted to do, I've been wanting to do it, and I have an opportunity to do it, and like I said, I've got a great staff around me, great players, great organization, everything, so it'll be fun.
All right,
thanks guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, there he is, Kevin Pitullo, the first press conference as Eagles offensive coordinator. All right, a couple things hit me. Number one, he did say at the end Saquon looks like the same guy he was last year, mm-hmm. which, you know, we'll see when they hit the field and for real. But, you know, that's obviously great to hear that, you know, his body and looks and feels the way he did a year ago. That's a big thing. I also thought it was noteworthy that the way he referenced the change last year, he was talking about Kellen Moore and the adjustment they made, and he said they needed, like, the adjustment they needed to make, which is an interesting way to frame the flip of the offense last year, right? Because they, mm-hmm. they threw it a lot, and then they switched to running it a lot, and it wasn't like, the way he made it sound like it was a necessity they do that, not just something they thought maybe would help. Yeah. They needed to, and he gave more credit for pulling that off.
And I like the fact that he identified, well, they identified it, and they were able to adjust mm-hmm. and have success with it. He sounded like he was really forthcoming as far as, you know, what he wants to do in this offense. Talked about Dallas Goedert a little bit. I mentioned that early on. I'm pretty excited about what he said because I think he went in there and he said the right thing. I think he said everything that most Eagle fans want to hear. That's, you know, working with Jalen. Jalen's working hard. Evolution of the offense. Because I think that's the biggest thing. We know that we can't – there are going to be some similarities as far as the offense is concerned to what it was last year, but it can't be the same offense when you have those two high-priced receivers on the squad and they're not getting fed that much. So it has to evolve.
Can I point out one little gripe? I have one thing that I didn't love. Well, and I understand he's going through his Rolodex of his career, right? How he got to
Chan Gailey.
A lot of Chan Gailey talk.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, it's not like, but.
A lot of Chan Gailey.
There's a lot that you could probably pull from Chan. Not so much his win-loss record.
Sure.
But just the way that he moved. The
philosophical.
Way that he,
I understand.
Yeah, all of that, his way of thinking and things of that nature.
We're all influenced by someone.
Listen,
I know that. But Chan Gailey?
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, damn, he's saying his name a lot.
Yeah, you know what I was
talking about? It's not like, he wasn't like he was saying Bill Walsh
right.
or somebody like that.
Advice for next time, Kevin? Just lie. Just say Bill Walsh or Andy Reid. Give me someone that could coach some offense.
I like how he basically pulled from his history and the people that he's worked with, because it to me it's about adaptability.
I know, I understand. He brought up when they had an injury and they had to change the offense. It's a wonderful story,
He was like Chan Gailey's name, saying it a little bit too much.
Every Chan Gailey offense I watched for the last 10 years of his career couldn't score any points. Like
Was it Quincy Carter? Wasn't it his quarterback at one time?
In Dallas. So Chan was there when the Cowboys fell apart in the late 90s and Aikman was done. And yeah, all those guys that had a quarterback. Anyway, I get it. I mean, he coached with them. He respects them. A little less Chan Gailey next time. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. You can react to the Kevin Pitullo press conference. We got a lot to get to coming up here. Your phone calls. I need retaliation. I need retaliation for what happened last night. Strider hitting Harper. I need to be the Brave tonight. I want to hit Acuna, and I want Weiro to be the one to do it. All right. Also, we didn't spend much time really talking about what I think was the other big story from last night's game. A guy that we've all assumed doesn't have much of a future here in Philadelphia, but the present is really good right now. We'll discuss Ranger Suarez. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.